98.1 KZE. It is Wednesday, and that means it's Friends Day, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. And I am delighted to welcome back to the studio Mark Boot Calkins and also Bob Button, a.k.a. Double B. Mark, you are a returning guest. Bob, your first time here. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for having us. This is a beautiful studio.
It's not bad, right?
Yeah.
Lovely.
The rare air studio with windows.
Yeah. I haven't seen a CD in couple years. This is wonderful.
They come out to play once in a while.
Wonderful.
Excellent.
So tell me, well, first off, actually, Boot, if you would just give us an update on what you've been up to since last time.
Just keep writing, keep recording. Just can't stop. Mm-hmm. Can't stop. And Bob and I are working on a lot of stuff together. We put together a little fledgling record label.
Yeah.
Communicat Records. And so it's really modeled after, you know, our heroes going back to, you know, Motown, Stax, Muscle Shoals, where we have a corral of musicians that will come in at any point and we just blow.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Yeah. And it's also an interesting fact that most of us are retired from other positions. And we get together probably, let's say, on the average of about once a month. Prepare stuff for about a month, sit down, have breakfast.
Always
have breakfast. Boot's a good cook. Then we sit down and make some music and want to share it with everyone.
That sounds like a pretty good life.
It is. Much better than golf.
It is.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with golf, but,
But, you know, you're not recording music when you're playing golf.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's right.
So tell me about the kind of ethos of Communicat Records. Is it all kind of within one genre world or a little bit of everything?
It is not, and it's kind of designed that way. You know, I mean, both of us, in our past lives, our younger years, you know, we were pursuing record contracts. I was in New York. He was in the Albany area. And I always thought, I didn't get the brass ring. And now I'm at the point where I'm kind of thinking, well, that's a good thing because I can write any kind of tune I want, record any kind of tune I want. And you'll see, you know, playing some of the tunes today, they're really kind of all over the place.
Yeah. Over the place. The D word, diversity.
Yeah.
You know, it's the most important thing in music as far as I'm concerned. And we try to put out whatever feels right at the time. And the beauty part of this is the fact that we have I hate to call them a staff, but we have a group of friends, retired friends, if you will. We're all wonderful musicians who get together and just try to bring their absolute best to those records. And
collaborators.
They're collaborators.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. We call them the House Hucksters.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the Wrecking Crew of Communicat Records.
Exactly. Well, that's the idea.
The Wrecking Crew.
That's the idea, yeah.
Very cool. As you know, musical diversity is our whole thing here at KZE. I'm excited to hear. Let's play a little bit. Do we want to start with Something to Say?
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. Sure. Do you want to set this up a little bit for us, Bob?
Okay, yeah. This is a tune that I wrote. I started writing it probably 20 years ago, and I finished it a couple of years ago. It's all about a form of media that we don't really have anymore, which is the telephone. Mm-hmm. We now have cell phones. But, I used to watch people, you know, my mother, my grandmother, those kind of people. I used to watch them all the time, and some of the times they would use it to communicate. Sometimes they would use it to offload some emotional problems, and a lot of times they would use it as a weapon. So, that's what this song is about.
All right, Something to Say from Communicat Records from Double B on KZE.
Talk about a problem over there. You talk about your problems, but we all have our share. When it's all black and white, you still find me free. Well, you can get married and still have something to say. Talk, 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 it's all been said. You're turning blue.
KZE, that's something to say from Double B on Communicat Records. We've got Bob and we've got Boot Calkins here in the studio. That is fantastic.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thanks. Yeah. We were talking a little bit about New Orleans and your love for that style of music, and it definitely comes through.
Yeah, well, you know, when I was a kid, coming out of third grade, going into fourth grade, when most kids in New York State anyway, have the opportunity to take a band instrument. Herb Alpert, Al Hurt, and of course Louis Armstrong were all on the TV in summer replacement shows that summer. I didn't know any different. The Beatles hadn't come out yet. So when you put it all together, that's why, that's my influence for my entire life.
You know, I also picked the trumpet going into fourth grade, and I do still play, although not at the level that you do. But I think I just picked it because I was like being a rebel and all the other girls were picking like flute and clarinet. Also, it only had the three keys, and I was like, that seems easy.
There has been gender studies for such things. You know, why girls play the flute.
Right. Yeah. I think because, you know, like we're all afraid to be like loud. And I was, that was not me. I didn't mind being loud.
Most most flute players have your body though.
You know? Thank you. I'm glad I look like a flute player, but I sound like a trumpet player.
There you go.
Yeah. You need the trumpet player's attitude.
That's right. So those were the Hucksters that we heard on that track?
The Nola Hucksters.
The Nola Hucksters. That's their name when they're doing that style. Yeah. And can we shout a few of them out? Who are the
okay,
players on
that?
Yeah, sure.
Definitely. There's Bob Assini on the drums, and my nephew Jonathan Paul on bass. Boot is playing all those great guitar parts on that. We have me on trumpet. Jeffrey Roberts, who I also play in a band with called Hammerhead Horns. We play together all the time. Jeff is playing trombone. Mike Kelly on keyboards.
Does that honky-tonk thing.
Yeah, he's got the piano thing down. Think that was that.
Did you get Marcus?
Oh, Marcus Benoit.
Tenor saxophone.
Tenor saxophone player, yeah.
Oh, he was crushing it on there.
He loves to
should
squeal.
Be in a room with that guy.
Speaking of being in a room, are you guys all, do you kind of record live that way, or do you track? How does it work?
We generally track, but we do sometimes you know, just live.
Because it's a big crew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a big studio.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
That's awesome.
We have the benefit. Matter of fact, it's in the Hudson Valley. Boot also does auto
upholstery. It's upholstery shop.
Restoration. And so we moved the upholstery to the side and record in it.
And record.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Perfect.
And they have a little kitchen area for the breakfast,
right.
Too.
He's
okay.
Sort of
that's
Mr.
Right.
Wizard,
the breakfast
too.
He's got to have breakfast, yeah.
And if you could picture it, over the drum area where we record the drums is a handmade canoe.
Does that help with the sound?
It does.
He claims
does.
It does.
It's a shell.
I can understand that.
Breaks
yeah.
up the waves.
Yeah.
It really does.
Every little bit counts. And, you know, this is something that I've learned from the various audiophiles I've met over the years. That, like, it really does make a difference, you know, what's in the room at
it
the time.
Does. It does. Yeah. I used to record in a smaller room, like booths and things. And after a while, I got, you know, that closed sound.
Mm-hmm.
I got bored with it. So when I built the shop for the upholstery work, I'm leaving it open.
You
can make gobos and move them around, so
sure. But canoe just there.
Canoe.
Definitely.
We got Boot Calkins and Double B from Communicat Records. What town is Communicat based in?
He's in Millbrook. I'm in Stuyvesant, so you find us back and forth.
We're going to call it the Taconic State Parkway.
Okay. Yeah, that tracks. Let's play another one. Should we do Find Me a River?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, set this one up for me if you would.
You're on, Boot.
Oh, so it's just it's a tune I wrote post-retirement, working a job for 20 years, and it just really speaks of that feeling. Some days you come home and you feel like a number, and you feel like you need to take a bath.
So. Find Me a River on KZE.
Yeah, listen up, brother, won't you hear my song? Lived my life and never did no wrong. Hurt nobody that didn't hurt me. Plain and simple, anybody can see. Lately I'm thinking it don't seem right. Trying to make a living is such a fight. Just a number in a number game. Living or dying, is it all the same? Find me a river.
been waiting so long. Come on, people, won't you follow me down, down to the water? That's where I'm
KZE Boot Calkins, Find Me a River. That's one of the new recordings from Communicat Records. And God, the songs just sound so great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't think I can relate to that song specifically because my entire adult career has been in independent radio.
Good for you. Keep it that way.
But I understand the sentiment. Yeah. Communicat Records, we're going to play one more song, but I want to ask where folks can go to find out about it, or if anybody is like, you know, dying to have you guys record them. Are you open to that?
Possibly. Yeah. Possibly. Okay. We're really not trying to promote a studio so much as just
the output.
The whole idea was for us to find a way to consolidate a catalog and to get the catalog out into the world. We have a website that's still being worked on. It's www.communicatrecords.com.
cat with a k.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah. That's right. And you know, we're continuing to work there. We're on all the socials, and
also on Bandcamp. Yep. Boot Calkins on Bandcamp.
Love Bandcamp.
Yeah. Yep. And you're on Bandcamp as...
I'm on Bandcamp as Double B and the Wholesome... Not the Wholesome Hucksters.
The Nola Hucksters.
I'm sorry.
We get them confused.
Getting your Hucksters mixed up.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Sorry about
those Hucksters, you know.
Yeah. Well, as long as, you know, we're all Hucksters, at least.
Of some kind.
Yeah. Of some kind.
That's Communicat Records. We got one more song, Hold the Light. And who wants to tell me a little bit about this one?
Well, I think Boot should give you his perspective because I think mine is totally different. But I'm going to start by saying, this is totally different than anything we've done in our catalog so far. And it definitely, to my ears, and the most important thing about music is that the listener can perceive what they would like to perceive. But I'll let him finish.
Well, I worked on the tune. It was not an easy tune to write, but I wrote the tune. And then I started to just, you know, kind of flesh it out in the studio, and really what you hear is just myself and guitar. And when I recorded it that way, I took it in and I played it for my wife, and I said, what do you think? And she said, don't touch it. So I promised her I wouldn't touch it. So
I have to agree with her.
There it is.
And from the guy who, you know, writes for 100 horn players, you know?
Yeah. It's high praise.
Oh, yeah. Incredible.
Thank you.
High praise.
Escaping the slough.
Don't turn your back on me. Put the world on my shoulder. You talk of liberty. Don't tell me it's over. Don't say it's over.
KZE. Beautiful place to end with Hold the Light from Communicat Records. We got Boot Calkins and Double B here in the studio. Really, really good talking to you guys today.
Well, great, it was
to
be wonderful here. Visit. Thank yeah, you thank very you. Much.
Yeah, and I want to mention quickly, you said you have a YouTube channel for the label.
We have a YouTube channel. Just hit the search button, go for Communicat Records, and it'll bring you right there.
Very cool.
Starting to get involved in that quite a bit, so... Yeah, this one has a particularly, I'm quite particularly proud of the video that we have for this one.
Awesome.
And it'll make sense when you watch it and listen.
Yeah, awesome. Well, we'll see you next time. We'll be playing the songs here on KZE.
Oh, I hope there's a next time.
Oh, appreciate it. Yeah.
Really? Yeah,
there's always a next time.
Okay. Good.
Thank you, MK.
We'll keep
appreciate
cranking
it.
Out.
We got your community bulletin board and one from Beirut coming up next on KZE.